What's good, everybody? Welcome to Pass the Damn Ball, coming to you live on a Money Making Monday. I am your host, Mitchell Adams, rocking the cameo. We got an NBA Finals, ladies and gentlemen. The number one seed, Oklahoma City Thunder, representing the Western Conference, and the number four seed, Indiana Pacers, representing the Eastern Conference. Now, we'll start this off with a fact. There have been a total of six number four seeds to make the NBA Finals. And let's just say history has not been too kind to the number four seeds. The last time the number four seed made the NBA Finals was 2018. Cleveland Cavaliers got swept by the number one seed Golden State Warriors. 2010, the number four seed Boston Celtics, with, of course, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, KG. They were only the four seed because of injuries. Otherwise, we all know how elite that team was. But they lost to the Kobe Bryant, Pau Gasol, Meta World Peace, Los Angeles Lakers in seven-game series. 2006, the number four seed, Dallas Mavericks, losing to the Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade, Alonzo Mourning, Miami Heat. Then we got to go all the way back to 1978, Seattle Supersonics, who then now became the Oklahoma City Thunder, were the fourth seed. They lost to the Washington Bullets, who are now the Washington Wizards, in a seven-game series. That was 1978. Now, the only number four seed to have ever won the NBA Finals was the Boston Celtics, 1969. Seven games against the Los Angeles Lakers. So a number four seed has only won once in the six times they've appeared. So let's see if the Indiana Pacers can beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. But man, those odds are ridiculous. Minus 700. Let's look at DraftKings real quick. According to DraftKings, we'll just look at the game one. Moneyline plus 320 for the Pacers. Obviously, Pacers are getting 51% of that bet because, I mean, that's a money-making win if you bet on the Pacers and they beat the Thunder in game one. But the spread, -9 Oklahoma City. That is crazy. That heavy underdogs, the Indiana Pacers. Rick Carlisle has had an underdog team before. Let's go back to that 2011 Dallas Mavericks team with Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Kidd, Sean Marion, those boys, Tyson Chandler. They upset the Miami Heat, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. That was a Rick Carlisle team. Rick Carlisle has had magic with an underdog team being a heavy underdog in the championship finals. However, this Thunder team, MVP Shai Gilgeous, MVP Shai Gilchrist Alexander, SGA, I should have just went with that. We got defensive studs, Alex Caruso, Lou Dort. We have Holmgren. We have Jalen Williams, who woke up in that Minnesota Timberwolves team. I think that the Pacers have done a fantastic job taking care of their opponents, handling business. I was very shocked that Tyrese Halliburton did not win the Eastern Conference player MVP in that finals. The Larry Bird Trophy went to Pascal Siakam, which he had a fantastic Eastern Conference finals, but that should have gone to Halliburton, right? I mean, Halliburton had the perfect triple-double game. He's the leader. He had the clutch shots. So it was really interesting that they gave it to Pascal Siakam. It should have gone to Tyrese Halliburton. But with all of this talk about, you know, it's not the New York Knicks. These are two teams, the Thunder and the Pacers, that are below the luxury tax. That is awesome. I love to see that for the NBA. If you love NBA basketball, you know, you're going to love this matchup because you're very interested in seeing what offensively the Pacers can still do, but how are the Thunder going to limit their offensive ways? The Thunder really shut down the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have shut down everybody. They have one of the best defenses ever. And the Thunder have a chance with these four-game wins to establish themselves as one of the best teams ever with how young they are. They'd be the youngest winning NBA team ever. So I think it's really going to be a chess match, SGA and Haliburton. They'll probably put Caruso at times on Haliburton just to switch things up. Miles Turner and Holmgren, I like the Holmgren matchup. I mean, the Thunder just match up better in every possible way. So it's going to take, which we've seen the Pacers be heroic all season, it is going to take some elite coaching, elite balling from their playmakers, Nembhard. The Pacers bench has got to play better, but the Thunder's defense is so elite. It's just really hard to picture these Pacers coming out and being the number one team. Now, both of these teams have a chance to bring a championship to the first time for their home cities in the NBA. So what I mean by that is the Oklahoma City Thunder, they won as the Seattle Supersonics previously, but they have not won as the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lost in 2012 with Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, that young core, to the Miami Heat, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. The Pacers have a couple of ABA championships. Last time they made it to the NBA Finals was the year 2000. That was against the Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant Lakers. They got their first chip. So I think it's kind of similar to that sort of underdog. The Thunder are the Lakers. Pacers are, you know, the Pacers still. I want to give a lot of props to Tyrese Haliburton. As a Sacramento Kings fan, you know, it's weird. And it's only fitting that this season is what led to, as a Sacramento, is just seeing how we all went through the Fox trade. This is how the season ends as a Kings fan. You're going to watch the player that you traded just barely over two seasons ago play in the NBA Finals. And it's not necessarily saying that I regret that the Kings traded Haliburton over Fox. I'm not going to say that, because I really liked what the Kings had and what they brought back. That's more of a reflection on Vivek and the Sacramento Kings not doing what they should have done, not doing their due diligence to put Sabonis at the four. He should not be a five. He is not a center. Put him at the four. Get some size in the middle. They did not do that. They fired their head coach a certain amount of games in, and that turned off their superstar, De'Aaron Fox. Like, I'm done. Whatever. Like, I get it. It's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating because how the Kings went about trading De'Aaron Fox. They didn't get Castle back, who Castle won Rookie of the Year. You should have gotten Castle back. You got Zach LaVine. Oversaturated contract, can't play defense, only shows up when he wants to offensively, Zach LaVine. That he wasn't going to change when he came to Sacramento. It's too early to be getting this frustrated, but hey, I'm going off a certain amount of hours of sleep. There was a monsoon lightning storm, so whatever. Let's keep the fitting of grumpiness, shall we? The Sacramento Kings trading Haliburton for Sabonis. Hindsight, cool. Maybe that wasn't the right way to go about it. Maybe it should have been Fox. But at the end of the day, the Kings still fumbled the bag because they had Fox. They didn't get Castle back. They got Zach LaVine. And now this Sacramento Kings team, I don't know what's going on. They're going to blow it up, hopefully, or they're going to try some creative way to win by making more desperate trades. I don't know. Anyway, this was not meant to turn into a Sacramento vent session, so let's keep the ball rolling here. Paul George is the key to the current matchup between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Why Paul George? Well, once upon a time, Paul George played for the Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers traded Paul George to the Thunder for Sabonis and Victor Oladipo. Paul George played a couple of years in the Oklahoma City Thunder. In the meantime, the Los Angeles Clippers drafted the future MVP, which nobody could have guessed that this would have been the future MVP, SGA. SGA then gets traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder for and some draft capital for Paul George. Paul George goes to the LA Clippers, and then that's that whole same day that there was an earthquake in Los Angeles, ironically enough. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Los Angeles Clippers, SGA now a Thunder. Those, back to the Pacers, those picks that they got, so Sabonis was still there, ends up being the trade to bring Haliburton over from the Kings to the Pacers. So all of this revolves around the chess piece of Paul George, who is now, where, Philly now? Yeah, right, Philly. He had such an irrelevant season, I forgot where he landed for a second. So Paul George is the key to these two championship matchups. And it's not only the Sacramento Kings that fumbled the Haliburton bag. I mean, Haliburton was what, the 12th pick in the NBA draft? There were a ton of teams. I mean, the Warriors drafted Wiseman instead of Haliburton. They could have used a guard like Haliburton to play with Steph Curry. The New York Knicks didn't draft Haliburton. I mean, there were a lot of teams that didn't draft Haliburton. So it's not just the Kings that dropped the ball. The Los Angeles Clippers dropped the ball in SGA. But in like when that trade happened in the moment, you're getting Kawhi Leonard, who just came off a finals run with the Toronto Raptors, and a prime Paul George. You're not going to sit here and think, oh yeah, trade SGA was a mistake. But now look. So it's crazy how this has all played out. Before I go on this NBA Finals preview, I think the Thunder are going to win in five. Oklahoma City, the Pacers will get one in Indiana, but the Thunder's defense, Coach Mike D is going to have this team prepared. They've had rest. Everybody's going to have a little bit of rest of the NBA Finals, but they're young. SGA has been clutch all season. He's been the MVP. I mean, you could argue that Jokic was the regular season MVP. But SGA has been the MVP all the way to now here. So even though Rick Carlisle, he's been through this before. He's had underdog magic in NBA Finals before. The Thunder have just been elite all season. I picked the Thunder to win before the start of the season. I'm sticking with them. Even when it was thinking it was going to be Thunder Celtics or Thunder Knicks, Thunder's Pacers, Thunder, give me Oklahoma City in five games. Pass the damn ball.